Bobby. How are you?
Good, Paul. How's it going?
Good, good. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Is this the latest you've ever had a bye week?
I believe so.
Okay. What has it been like? And knowing that, you know, sometimes you take a bye week, there's 10 games left or 12 games left or 8 games left, that there's only 5 games left, you can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, somebody might ask, what is there to play for with the team's record the way it is? What would you say to that?
I mean, when you look at obviously the parity in this league, I mean, we're 2 games out of the playoff hunt. But even still, just with this, the leadership we have with the front office and, you know, Dave's, obviously this is year 2, opportunity to leave just a good building block into next season, and obviously just pride to play for at the end of the day.
And what has this been like for you to have it so late? You know, was it good? Was it frustrating? Was it helpful?
You know, I think it's good when you look at it with this last 5-game stretch. You know, this bye week was kind of just an opportunity to re-energize and rejuvenate and really just get your mind right for a 5-game stretch. Obviously, 1 game at a time. But where we are, where what the playoff picture is looking like and just how close all these games and, you know, teams are in the NFL, just a lot of opportunity ahead of us.
Did you watch a lot of football? Did you kind of put it away?
No, I watched football on Sunday. It was fun.
Do you observe anything? I mean, observe plenty. I mean, as a quote-unquote fan who doesn't have a game, do you look at it and say, that's interesting? Anything you can take about what winning and losing means that you can maybe, you know, help this week and in the weeks to come?
I mean, it just boasts to the parity in this league, how tough games are. I mean, the Packers going on beating the Chiefs, that was crazy. But yeah, I'm just rooting for some of my good buddies who are playing and, you know, watching other linebackers in the league.
Thanks, Bobby.
Kim Jones.
Hey, Bobby, to kind of pick up on Paul's point there, if you're watching those games, especially the 49ers and that game, what did you make of the Philly guy getting involved from the sideline? And I had never seen anything like this. I don't know what you've seen in terms of that stuff before.
Yeah, I'd never seen anything like it either. I mean, it's a tough scenario. Obviously, you know, as a player, you wouldn't want anybody who's not a player or really not anybody who isn't supposed to, you know, be on the field touching you and putting his hands on you. But also as a player, you know, you want to have that discipline not to hurt your team. So it's a tough situation. That was the first experience like that I've seen. Running, what are our checks and our kind of, you know, checks and balances to that can be. So it's been a lot of fun. And I think, you know, Wink's done a really good job of just promoting my growth.
If I can follow up on that, because that's interesting to me. You obviously had a choice in coming here.
Yeah.
Did Wink essentially recruit you? Were you already more on board than not on board? Like, could you go back to that for me?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was already on board just because of the opportunity here. Talking to Dave's, my agent, talking to Joe Schoen. Just the opportunity here, the need that they had for me. But then really when I got here, I remember one of my first meetings, I sat down in the defensive meeting room with Wink and the staff. And I just felt comfortable immediately. Like, we just kind of sat around, had like a fireside chat like we always do and just talked ball. And I knew I was going to have a lot of fun playing for him.
If I can just sneak one more in. How about the idea, though, I'm assuming that you had greater, you know, expectations for this season in signing, obviously. Do you think back, like, on a bye week of where things kind of went wrong or how they went wrong at some times?
Not too much. I mean, obviously with the 5 games ahead, and, you know, me being a leader on this team with such a young team, just trying to keep, you know, my focus forward and keep a narrowed focus. But yeah, I'm just focused on these last 5 games. We have this opportunity ahead of us. And like I said, the playoff picture is just, you know, closer and closer. So, if we do what we need to do in these next couple games, I think we'll be happy wherewith we end.
I appreciate you. Thanks, Bobby.
Yep.
We'll take 2 more. Charlotte Carroll.
Hey, Bobby. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. What did you see? You mentioned the Packer-Chiefs game. What did you see from the Packers and what you've seen from their offense the last couple of weeks?
Yep. I think Jordan Love just looks really poised. And they have a dynamic offense. Obviously, it was, you know, tough to see Watson get hurt. But I think, you know, the combination of their dynamic running backs, the receivers, and their tight ends, obviously Musgrave's hurt as well, but I think they just do a really good job of, you know, spreading the ball around. Jordan does a good job, you know, getting the ball down the field. And just the efficiency they have from that offense. I mean, obviously, LaFleur and, you know, Aaron Rodgers, like that whole rapport that they have and, you know, fundamentals of running that offense. I think Jordan's done a good job of picking that up.
Thank you.
Last one, Tom Canavan.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Good. A couple of weeks ago, you said you had been on the field, I think, every play. Is that streak still going? And with five games left and the rib injury, I mean, are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I still believe I haven't missed a snap. Ribs feeling better. Yeah, I mean, I just love this team. I love this defense. I want to do everything I can to be out there for the guys and really just help put this team in best position to win. So I spend a lot of time in the training room getting my body prepped throughout the week. And so hopefully on game day, I can be out there every play. Offlin and Cam Brown come in and make explosive plays on special teams. So in the event I wasn't able to play, I know those guys would step up and do a phenomenal job. The opportunities in practice, you know, where I'm in a training room or doing other stuff because I'm healing and I'm not out there, you know, I miss it wholeheartedly. So every opportunity I can to be out there with my guys, I'm going to take advantage of it.